I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Charlie Kirk, the founder of Turning Point USA, was shot and killed Wednesday while speaking at Utah Valley University. Greg Yoder, executive director of Keys for Kids Ministry, says Charlie's faith and biblical values informed his political debates.
He had the uncanny ability, kind of like the Apostle Paul, of taking scripture and proving scripture to be absolutely true, but then infusing it into everyday culture and helping young people understand it. And he was, and I think this is why he was targeted, he was actually convincing many of these young people that the ways of Jesus are the right ways of life.
At this cultural moment, Yoder encourages believers to pray and be bold voices for gospel truth in the marketplace of ideas. And on a lighter note, when's the last time God's word changed your life? Charles, a man from southern Nigeria, was never the same after reading a World Missionary Press scripture booklet. WMP's Helen Williams says Charles recently met dozens of her co-workers during a tour of World Missionary Press.
He sat here in my office and just said over and over, "I'm here to thank you. I have wanted all these years to come and thank you. Everybody in our village got your booklet, and it changed my life."
Even though southern Nigeria is overwhelmingly Christian, biblical resources are far and few between. World Missionary Press produces 10 million scripture booklets each month, sending materials to partners in over 200 countries. You can help them put life-changing resources in the hands of people like Charles. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. How does radio share the hope of Christ worldwide? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Making Waves. It's filled with powerful stories of transformed lives and God's fingerprints in action. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.